Philip Sampa Pierre to the Eastern Care. Today's date is 07/10/2025. Dictation is for Ozzy Lendo. Lendo spells L-E-N-D-O. Ozzy spells J-O-S-E. Date of birth is 09/19/1993. This, a 31-year-old gentleman here with right hand pain, period. Patient said he was using a grinding stone when he accidentally contacted the stone while spinning and suffered a laceration in the process, period. Said his tetanus is up to date. He's indicated that he had an injury almost similar about 2 years ago, and he received tetanus vaccination, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, all negative. Next paragraph. Medication and allergies negative. Next paragraph. Past medically. A review of systems. Patient says his vaccination is up to date. He denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, denies headache, denies neck pain. Next paragraph. Physical exam. He's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 139 over 85. Pulse 54. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.3 P. Next paragraph. Right hand. There's a 3 centimeter L-shaped laceration with minimal bleeding, period. Site is standard to palpation. Next line. He has full range of motion of all digits. Patient can touch his thumb and pinky finger with no difficulties. Neurovascularly intact. Tap refill less than 2 seconds. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Pre next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. Pre next paragraph. Abdomen undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Pre next paragraph. Neuro alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerve, 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hand laceration. Assessment number 2 is hand pain. Next paragraph. Procedure. A suture. The procedure was explained to patient. We talk about the benefits of the procedure and the complications, which include infection, poor healing, bleeding. And he says he understands and gives me verbal consent to proceed, period. Next paragraph, patient's hands were soaked in normal saline and betadine for approximately 10 to 15 minutes. His hands was removed and pad dry. The site was then cleaned again with hydrogen peroxide. Next line. Wound was explored for a foreign body. No foreign body noted. Open parenthesis. Patient was offered x-ray to evaluate his bones and evaluate for a foreign body. He declined. Next line. With approximately 7 cc's of lidocaine with epinephrine, the site was injected in its entirety. Next line. Approximately 5-10 minutes after anesthesia was achieved, test was done to confirm achievement of anesthesia. Next line. With a 3-0 nylon, site was sutured. On a 3-0 absorbable site was sutured. Number 4 suture was done on the inside, and number 8 suture was done on the outside. Absorbable was done on the inside, and nylon on the outside, period. Next paragraph. Next line. Patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, the site was then cleaned again with hydrogen peroxide. Next line, the site was bathed in triple antibiotics, secure with 2x2 and Coban. Next line, patient was reevaluated, neurovascularly status is the same, less than 3 seconds cap refill. Sensation was normal. There's some reduced sensation in the general area of anesthesia where he has laceration. However, patient can touch his thumb and pinky finger with no difficulties, period. Cap refill less than 2 seconds, period. Patients explained the importance of personal wound care, strongly advised to come back to the clinic in 2 days for reevaluation for infection. Next line, he was advised to come back in 10 days for removal. Next line. He was sent home with the following medication: Tylenol, number 3, 1 PO, TID, PRN for pain, number 12, 1, 2. Next medication, Septra DS, 800/160 milligrams. He was advised to take 1 PO twice daily for 10 days, number 20. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the patient.